If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I'm super excited that you have joined me today on this Christmas Eve as I record. And as you are listening, it's somewhere after that, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, somewhere along the new year. And what I wanted to talk about today was a few things, actually, because this is the time of year that many of us see our family who we maybe haven't seen in years. And maybe these are challenging times to get together with our family members who trigger us in certain ways. And I also believe that it is such a beautiful time for growth, because what I am learning this holiday season hanging out with my family is that although there are things that will still trigger me, now I can look at these things when they happen in that moment and take a deep breath and ask myself, why is this still triggering me? What is it within me that I need to look at and work on and to balance? And this is such a great time of year to do that, to be able to really go inward, look at yourself, look at all of those things that still need to be processed, worked on, and let go, and then balanced. Because this time of year is a time that we, because it's Christmas, we think about the birth of Jesus Christ. That's what this holiday is in celebration of. And it, for me, always brings up the birth of Christ consciousness. It is the energy that was birthed that needed to come into the earth at that time that is here and is still coming in droves to help us to remember who we are, to help us to balance ourselves, to help us to remember the light within us and to know that we are miraculous beings. And for me, this is what Christ consciousness is. The divine Christ consciousness is that union of perfect divine feminine and perfect divine masculine coming together in beautiful, perfect harmony. And that is exactly what we want to work on within ourselves, balancing our masculine and feminine qualities. The divine masculine is a giving energy. The divine feminine is a receiving energy. And to balance these giving and receiving qualities within ourselves takes a lot of work, takes a lot of practice, and a lot of patience, because this world is always offering us opportunities for challenges and therefore growth. Those challenges are offering us the opportunity to balance these energies within ourselves. And what I love about this holiday season is that it provides us these mirrors in such a more intense way that it really puts it right in our face, to where we can take a step back, take a breath, and really think to ourselves, all right, where is this within me that is causing this reaction, that is causing this imbalance that makes me feel this kind of way? And what is it that I need to understand about myself or gain a different perspective on so that I can be more balanced within myself, so that I can shine a light on that darkness? Because that's all it takes sometimes, just a change in perspective, shining a new light, a new perspective on the situation, on the concept, to help you understand it in a different way. Because especially when we're kids and we're growing up in our familial situations, we start to feel a certain way, and our energy patterns start to get kind of set in a certain way. And so as we grow up and we get older and we become adults, we don't understand that these energy patterns that we are still running have gotten set in when we were kids because of our interaction with our families. And so when we hang out with our families as adults, we can try to have a totally different perspective on these relationships. So for example, I get to have the opportunity to hang out with my father, who has been a very challenging relationship in my life. When I was younger, my dad and I didn't get along very well, and I never thought that he loved me as much as he loved my brother. My brother was always the golden child, and I was always the one that was not good enough, and I could never say anything because I was just a girl. And so my dad has lots of ways that I don't necessarily agree with. And in my adult self and in all of the practice and work that I've done over the years, today I can say that it has taken a lot of practice and it's still not so easy. But now I can look at my dad in a whole new light and a whole new perspective. Because I'm looking at him and I'm knowing that, okay, you came from what you came from your parents. Your dad was a fisherman and his dad was a trash collector. And those are very noble positions. At the same time, he came from a background that had certain beliefs and certain ways of being. And so I can't expect him to be any different than what he knows. And his perspectives, I can't change his perspectives. All I can do is accept him for exactly who he is and meet him where he's at, knowing that he's doing the best he can. He's loving me in his way that he can. And as an adult, when I can take that little child out of the picture that didn't feel so loved, I can actually see how much he loves me. I can see all the different ways that in his way, he is able to love me. And yes, it's different from the way he loves my brother, but it doesn't make it any more or any less. It's just different, and it's in the way that he can. And the more that I can just accept that he's doing the best he can, and he is doing really well. He is making leaps and bounds, I think, in his conscious evolution. It's slow, of course, but he's getting there. And we are able to have these more productive conversations because I'm not allowing myself to get those little triggers going, because I'm stopping in those moments because, of course, he's still saying those things that I deeply disagree with or have a hard time with inside, because I just don't believe certain things that he believes. And so instead of getting upset about it and trying to change his mind, I take a deep breath and I just accept him. I just tell myself, he's where he's at. Accept him for who he is. You're not going to change it. And if I think that there is anything helpful that I could offer for consideration, I will offer it like that, as a question, as a consideration, offering it up to just consider if you would like, and leaving it at that. I don't need to be right. It's really wonderful when you can practice this acceptance with your parents, with your siblings, with your cousins, with all your relationships, everyone you know. If we can just accept them where they are, we can create so much more balance and harmony in our lives, because they're all just teaching us. They're all teaching us to be a better us, to be more whole and complete within ourselves. The true and ultimate Christ consciousness that we are striving to achieve, that we are learning to achieve in this lifetime through all of these beautiful challenges and opportunities that we chose our parents and our siblings to help teach us. And we are teaching them. Because when I look at my dad and I see all the things that I am teaching him, it makes me so grateful. And it also makes it more okay to have the relationship be so difficult as it was throughout my life, because it served a purpose. Because if something was hard, but it achieved something helpful and I was able to help someone through that challenge, then that challenge was more worth it. So good. So happy to help. And when you can shine that light and have that perspective, it brings in that balance and it makes it a whole lot more harmonious. And I gotta say, it feels so much better than getting triggered, getting upset, starting an argument. It feels so much better and so much more powerful when you can just stand in your inner knowing and take a breath and be okay and be accepting. And then it also feels really good to be proud of yourself for that and to be able to pat yourself on the back and say, you know what, you did a really good job. That was hard. And you did it. You were able to take that peacefully and harmoniously. And that is a huge, huge win for your soul. And speaking of harmony and Christ consciousness, I pulled a little reading from the Nag Hammadi scriptures from the Gospel of Truth called The Word of the Father Appears. And it goes like this. As for the Word, his wisdom meditates on it. His teaching utters it. His knowledge has revealed it. His patience is a crown upon it. His joy is in harmony with it. His glory has exalted it. His character has revealed it. His rest has received it. His love has incarnated it. His faith has embraced it. Thus, the Father's word goes out in the all as the fruition of his heart, an expression of his will. It supports all and chooses all. It also takes the expression of all and purifies it, bringing it back to the Father, to the Mother, Jesus of infinite sweetness. The Father opens his bosom, and his bosom is the Holy Spirit. He reveals his hidden self, and his hidden self is his Son, so that through the Father's mercy the eternal realms may know him, and their wearying search for the Father, and rest in him, knowing that he is rest. For he has filled what was deficient and has done away with its appearance. The mere appearance of what was deficient is the world, and mere appearance serves in the world. For where there is envy and strife, there is deficiency, but where there is unity, there is completeness. Since deficiency came about because the Father was not known, from the moment when the Father is known, deficiency will cease to be. As one's ignorance about another vanishes when one gains knowledge, and as darkness departs when light comes, so also deficiency disappears in completeness. From then on, the world of appearance will no longer be evident, but rather it will disappear in the harmony of unity. Now the works of all lie scattered. In time, unity will make the heavenly places complete, and in unity, all individually will come to themselves. By means of knowledge, they will purify themselves from multiplicity into unity, devouring matter within themselves like fire, darkness by light, death by life. Since these things have happened to each of us, it is right for us to see to it, above all, that this house be holy and silent for the sake of unity. And the reason why I love to read these old scriptures is because these Nag Hammadi scriptures were found not until the 40s, I think. And this means that they haven't been tampered with. During the Council of Nicaea, all of the gospels and writings that were in existence at that time got tampered with, and only certain things made it into the Bible as we know it, which is very different from, well, not very different, all of it, but there is a lot in these older scriptures that have been taken out. The concepts have been taken out of what is in what we know of the Bible today. And in these Nag Hammadi scriptures, you find these concepts of unity and oneness and of the Father's plan. We always talk about Dolores Cannon's work and how the Creator wanted to experience. And so the Creator shot out as tiny sparks of light to go out and experience and to learn to manipulate energy, to be able to create, to be able to learn all of these things, and then to be able to come back home. And that's essentially what this passage was just talking about, how we come into this world forgetting who we are, forgetting our wholeness, forgetting our oneness with God, with the Creator, with all that there is. And we feel deficient because of that. We feel lack because of that. We feel in disharmony. We feel separate. But when we can remember and we can see that we are one with the Creator, one with all, and we can remember who we truly are, then all of that separateness can disappear, and we can see and feel the harmony and unity and oneness with all that there is. True Christ consciousness. I love you all so, so much. I'm going to leave you with a song for today. This is Volo, Shine. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.